The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara discusses the Isser to be matbil a keli on Yantif, the Isser to immerse a keli in a mikveh to make a tahor. And the Gemara says different reasons. One reason the Gemara says is because it's near kimisakan keli, because it looks like you're fixing up the keli. So the Gemara is a kasha, yachi adam nami, so it should be aser for a person to be taibul in a mikvah on Yantif. So the Gemara answers, adam nira kameka. If you see a person enter a body of water on Yantif, you don't think that he's being taibul and fixing himself up. Rather, it looks like he's just cooling himself off. That's the Gemara. So one thing is very clear in the Gemara is that if a person is in fact going into a body of water not to be taibul, rather, in order to cool himself off, just to clean himself off, or anything like that, it's clear in the Gemara that that's mutter. Now, halacha, it's not so simple, and that's what we want to try to clarify now, is it mutter for a person to take a shower on Yantav? So, this is a very complex question, because it involves many different isurim. So we'll see what we can get to. The first isur we have to deal with is an isur d'iraisa of chimam, of heating up water. So whether it means the old-fashioned way of putting a pot of water on the stove, or if it means the way we do it today, is that you turn on the hot water, it's really the same thing, because ultimately, either way, you're heating up water, because when water comes out of your boiler, your hot water tank, other water is coming in, and that water is getting heated up. So either way, there's going to be an element of the malacha of heating up water. That's the first issue. The second issue is that to use hot water, which was heated even before Yantif, there's a gzeira, at least according to some Rishonim, there's a gzeira that you're not allowed to bathe or shower in hot water, even if the water was heated up before Yantif. Number three, we also have a gzeira the Ran talks about of bathing inside a merchutz, inside a bathhouse. And number four is that the Rishonim, the Maril, and Trumas Hadashin say that there's a minhag, this is not Medina de Gemara, but there is a minhag, a custom, which developed over time, which is that we do not bathe even in cold water on Shabbos or Yantif. So we have four issues to address. So, we begin with the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah says that it's also to heat up water for bathing your entire body. What's the reason for this? Taisva says, even though it would seem that it's a valid Yantif need, it should be like Eichel Nefesh, or at least with the principle of Mitaych, that Malach is mutter for any Yantif need. Still, Taisva says, we have a cloud, the Gemara says in Ksubas Dav Zayin, that only a malacha which is shavah l'chol nefesh, something which is a basic human need, which is needed by everybody, is mutter, such as eating. However, bathing or showering, Taisus is stating, is not considered shavah l'chol nefesh, is not something that everybody needs. We'll explain that a little further soon, together. So Taisus says, therefore, it's not included in the heter of l'chol nefesh. Now, the Mishnah does say, however, that it's mutter to heat up water to wash part of your body, to wash your hands and your face. That certainly is mutter. So, the Beis Meir and Reb Kivega ask a very stark kasha over here, which is that how can you tell me it's also to heat up water for my whole body? It's mutter to heat up water to wash my hands. And we know that there's a principle, the Gemara speaks earlier in the Afghan Zion, of Ribi Bashiurim, that under certain conditions I'm allowed, if I'm heating up food or water, I can eat in more water, even if that's not for a yant of need. So, since I'm allowed to heat up water to wash my hands, every time I take a shower, I'm washing my hands and my face and everything else. So why can't I just add in more water to heat up the rest of my body? That's what the Beis Meir and Reb Kivega ask. So, the terrace to this kasha is in the Das Torah from the Marsham and in the Mincha Shlomo from Reb Shlomo Zalman. They say the same idea. Essentially, what they say is that it's a different hana, meaning that Ribi Bishurim is, I need one piece of meat today. So I'm allowed to put in that one piece of meat, plus a second piece of meat for tomorrow, subject to the conditions of Ribi Bishur. Okay, so why is that mutter? Because regardless of whether I eat another piece tomorrow, the hana that I'm having from the piece today is absolutely the same. There's a hana for eating a piece of meat today. Tomorrow's piece has no bearing on today's piece. As opposed to rechitza, when I'm washing, these achrayim are saying, the hana that I have from washing my hands, if I would only wash my hands, and the hana that I have from washing my hands if I'm taking a shower, it's a different hana. Perhaps we can just use different words to explain what they're saying. and bring it out as follows. Just like everybody understands, there's a specific geschmack, there's a specific pleasure that a person has from a shower. And there's a different pleasure that a person has from a bath. It's not the same thing. It's a different kind of a pleasure. One is water running over the body, one is soaking in the water. It's different. And swimming is a different pleasure also, being immersed in a swimming pool. These are all different types of hanas. And a person may have a pleasure from washing his face. But that's a different type of hanah than the hanah he has from washing his face as part of a shower or a bath or a swim in a pool. These are different types of hanas. This is a chiddush. You could have maybe said differently. But since Taisus is saying that this is that the Isser over here is because it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and Reb Kiveg and the Besmeir are asking that it should be Ribi B'Shurim, so the Das Torah and Reb Shlomo Zalman are saying that the way to understand it is by saying that it's a different hanah. Okay, but be that as it may, that's what Taisus says, and that's clearly the halacha, whatever you will say regarding Reb Kiveg and the Besmeir's kasha. Okay, but there's another big problem over here, is that Taisus is saying something which is really very, very difficult to accept. Taisus is saying that showering is not a Dover HaShavu L'chol Nefesh? Really? Isn't that a basic human need to be hygienic and to be clean and to wash yourself? It's a big kasha. So, there's different sorts of menachrenim. Chazan Yecheskel answers that of course it's a basic human need, it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, to shower and bathe. However, how often does a person need to bathe? That's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that a person needs to bathe every day. Many people don't. Certainly in the olden days, it was very difficult to get the water and to heat it up, so that's not something which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So the Chazon Yecheskel says that Shavu L'chol Nefesh is only includes something which is mutter for every single, which is a basic need for every single day. But washing, showering is not for every day. If a person wants to do it, fine, but you can't say it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. That's what Chazon Yecheskel says. Okay. However, even if we accept his premise that it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh every day, it really does not answer the kasha very well, because the Sefer HaChinuch says very clearly that anything which a person does lit pa'amim, which means occasionally, sometimes, if it's something that everybody needs to do, even if it's only occasionally, Sefer HaChinuch says that's considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Not like the Chazon Yecheskel's assumption, which is that it has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh on a daily basis. So that's a problem with his teretz. Another kasha is, the Mechel Shlomo asks, from Tashbash Hamito, which the Gemara in Ksubas Dav Zayin says, is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and we know that there are halachas, Tashbash Hamito is not every day, certainly not by most people, depending on the type of person he is, like the Mishnah in Perek Zayin and Ksubas goes through. In any case, so Reb Shlomo Zalman asks, how could you say it depends on every day? So we're back to the kasha. How could I say that showering is not a need for every day? So we could say different terms. The Rashba and Shabbos Laflamentes Amud Beis says that it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh to wash your whole body. However, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh to wash your whole body at once. A shower or a bath is the entire body. That's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Of course everybody has to be clean, everybody has to be hygienic. But for that you don't have to take a shower. You could just wash one part of your body today and another part of your body tomorrow, or one part in the morning, one part in the afternoon, so that your whole body will get clean. You don't have to wash it all at once. That's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. That's what the Rashba says. That would be a good teretz over here. That's why Taisus is saying that to heat up water, to wash your whole body, that is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. However, that may work nicely in Taisus, but it does not work out very well halacha l'maisa for today, because nowadays we know, certainly among our societies, Western society, it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh to shower. In fact, it's probably a lot more common for people to shower or bathe than to wash half a body one day and half a body the other day. That's not a common type of activity, except for maybe certain kinds of people who are handicapped or the like. But regular, general population, they want to get clean. They take a shower. It's the simplest thing to do. So you may tell me, yeah, but who said that we look at what happens today? Maybe we should just go according to what was in the time of Chazal. But no, I have a right not like that, because the Bir Halacha discusses smoking on Yantif. Are you allowed to smoke on Yantif? So leaving aside the question of whether you're allowed to smoke in general, the basic question of smoking on Yantif is whether it's considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And the Bir Halacha, when he discusses this, says that it depends on every particular society, in each locale, in each tkufa, in each generation. So although maybe in one particular place everybody smokes, or almost everybody smokes, in other places almost nobody smokes. And maybe even in the same place, maybe 20 years ago everybody smoked and nowadays they don't. So the halacha will change dependent on on what the metzias and what the facts on the ground are. So getting back to the shower, if nowadays everybody takes showers, full body showers, it would seem that the halacha of the Mishnah should not apply, because nowadays it is shavu l'chol nefesh. Going further, even if we won't accept that, but if a person opens up the faucet in order to wash his hands, and he just washes his hands in the shower, with a cup or without a cup, the normal way you wash your hands, or for that matter, he uses the water in the shower for some other yamtiv need. He fills up a pot to cook, or he rinses off a keli, he rinses off a cup, he rinses off a spoon with hot water in the shower. So why do you turn on the water? To wash off the keli or to wash his hands? Does he have to shut it now? No, why should he have to shut it? At most he'll say he's doing Ribi B'Shiurim, but we know that Ribi B'Shiurim is mutter. It's only Aser because we said that the Hano of washing your hands is different than the Hano of washing your hands in the shower. But here you're not washing your hands in the shower, you're just washing your hands, or you're washing a spoon, and that's mutter. So now it's Ribi B'Shiurim. So it would seem that as far as the malacha of heating up the water, it should be mutter if you do it in the way we just outlined. Okay, that's as far as the malacha of Chimum. What about the Gzeret is an Isser of Rechitza? So for that, there are two Eitzes. One Eitze is that warm water is not included in the Gzeret. The Gzeret is the only water that was heated up, hot water. Warm is mutter. What's the definition of warm? So there are two definitions of the Paiskim. The Grismaisha Chelek Dalad, the end of Simenayin Dalad, in Archaim Chelek Dalad, the end of Simenayin Dalad, says that the temperature that people normally use when they want a hot shower, that's called hot, and anything less than that is called warm. Other places can say slightly different hagdara, a different the definition, that warm means what people call warm. You touch water, and most people, either they'll say it's hot or they'll say it's warm. That's what defines it. So in any case, warm water would avoid the gzeira. A second etza for the warm water, for gzeira v'chitza, is that Reb Kivega and Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Chavav, beginning, says that the gzeira of rechitza, even on Shabbos he's talking, does not apply to a mitzdayer. He proves it from a Shulchan Aruch elsewhere. A person who's mitzdayer, meaning a person who is very uncomfortable in his situation of not being washed, let's say it's very hot, or he gets sweated up, or whatever the case is, he's very uncomfortable, which certainly can happen on a Yom Tov more than a Shabbos. Yom Tov is 2 days, and sometimes you have a Shabbos next to it also, so you could be talking about 3 days. Especially people who are makbid to shower once or even twice a day, so they could certainly be mitzdar, so they would not have the gzeira of rechitza. Now again, all of this meaning warm water and mitzdar is only helping for the gzeira. As far as the isra of heating up the water, you still have to do like we spoke before with Ribi Mishnur. Okay, we still have another gzeira of bathing in a merchatz. So not so clear how you would look at a shower. Do you look at a shower in a home as part of a merchatz or not? I'm not sure. But one thing is pretty clear: if a person would have the water coming down on one side of the shower and he's standing on the other side, not under the flow of the water, it would seem pretty clear that that is not considered being in a merchatz. Also, it would seem that mitzdar should be mutter, and warm water also should be mutter. All of those things should be mutter, no worse than the basic zera of rechitza. We're left with one iser, which is the minhag not to bathe, not to wash even in cold water on Shabbos. But again, over here it would be pashat that a mitzdar would be mutter, and Ramesha in Chelek Dal Simenayin Hay says that at least regarding a shower. In fact, he's matter a shower completely on Shabbos, at least Meikar Hadin. According to the basic halacha, he holds that the showering is not included in this whole minhag for whatever reason. Take a look over there, you'll see. But in any case, one thing we do see by Ramesha is that a mitzdar would be mutter in a shower, so that would seem that that would cover that problem. So what comes out from everything we're saying is that if it's done in the way we outline, there is a makam to be matir, there is room to be lenient to allow showering on Yontif. Halacha l'maisa, it would be appropriate for a person to ask his mayor hero what to do, because it's somewhat complicated, as we've seen, and there may be other factors in one's particular situation, so one should ask a shayla before doing it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.